You Decide 2020. This is a special team coverage of the Florida primary on 104.5 WOKV.
Dr. Mark Caleb Smith, meanwhile, let's get right to this next thing here. Political science professor with Cedarville University in Ohio, and he's joining us live from the Buckeye State this hour. Dr. Mark Caleb Smith, thanks for joining us. And while our state is here in the spotlight for it being election night here, Ohio in the spotlight for it not being election night. What's your take on all of what's transpired there in a very busy news cycle the last 24 to 48 hours?
It's been incredible, just like everything else has been seemingly for the last week. Governor DeWine really didn't make a motion to move the election, at least not publicly, until Monday. And news started to trickle out that he was going to try to move the primary. And then he went through the court system in Ohio to try to make it happen. And we sort of had this limbo period yesterday evening where we didn't know whether we would vote today or not. And it wasn't until most people woke up this morning they found out that the election had actually been moved. So it's been pretty radical. But I think in general, most people seem to be understanding, and I haven't heard a lot of pushback yet.
Now, knowing the situation in Ohio, my guess is you're not speaking to a class full of students in person right now like you normally would. Right. But what are you hearing from students there online as they watched the situation kind of play out yesterday and the discussion about whether the governor made the right decision going into today?
I think since we had had so many decisions up until then, you know, we'd already had schools closed down. We'd already had restaurant, dine-in, eating closed down. We'd already had large group meetings closed down. Once those had already been in place, and I think moving the election seemed more normal almost. Like, well, if we're going to do all these things, why in the world would we hold an election when 80% of our poll workers are 70 years old or older, for example? So people, I think, started to question it then. And so generally, I haven't seen a lot of negative reaction. Now, occasionally, you're getting pockets of people who are challenging the governor. You're getting some people even pushing back on things like restaurant closures. But I think right now, they're the minority opinion.
Now, have folks been mentioning Florida, the Sunshine State here at all, where you're at, kind of contrasting the decision made by the two governors, DeWine and DeSantis?
They have, not only with the decision to hold the primary, but also Florida being a little bit slower than Ohio. You know, up in Ohio here, we've been seeing pictures of crowded beaches in Florida for the last several days. And I think that sort of caused some people to think, man, what in the world is going on? They have people down there at the beach, and up here we're being sort of hunkered down, so to speak. So there's a contrast. I think you see that in different parts of the country. I mean, Ohio has been pretty aggressive on this. Governor DeWine has been a leader at the state level.
Now, can you remember anything even somewhat comparable to this in Ohio election history?
No, not even close. No, nothing even close to this. We are living through history at the moment. It's something that we will remember and that our kids will remember and that they will tell their kids and grandkids about. It's a remarkable event.
Yeah, absolutely. We only got a few seconds left here. Real quick question, is are big boys closed in Ohio right now? Restaurants.
Yeah, everything is, unless you can do a drive-through, it's closed.
That's when you know it's serious. Dr. Mark Caleb Smith, political science professor with Cedarville University in Ohio, joining us live from the Buckeye State. Thank you very much for your time.
WOKV-FM and HD1, Atlantic Beach. Listen everywhere in the WOKV app. 104.5 WOKV, a Cox Media Group station.